I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Today we wrap up the last of the winter sports championships for you, beginning in the Northeast and working our way down to the Deep South. We begin in West Point, New York, where this year's Men's Gymnastics National Collegiate Championships were held. Fans of the sport were probably not too surprised when the Oklahoma Sooners raised their third straight trophy. The three-peat is just the fourth such run in the 79-year history of the NCAA Gymnastics Championships and the first in 34 years. Their impressive three-year streak now includes 76 straight wins and 9 individual national titles. Moving south to St. Louis, Missouri, the women's gymnastics finals provided more happy news for Sooner fans as Oklahoma picked up their second straight NCAA team title. Less than a point separated the top three teams as Oklahoma finished with a score of 198.39, followed by LSU with 197.74 and Florida with 197.70. Coming up, the final winter sports title on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives, and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
For the final NCAA winter sports title, we head south to Baton Rouge, Louisiana for the National Collegiate Bowling Finals. The 8-team double elimination tournament came down to a final face-off between the Nebraska Cornhuskers, who have 5 trophies in the sport, and the Bearcats from McKendree University in Illinois. The top-seeded Bearcats, making their first NCAA Finals appearance, went on to beat both Nebraska and Sam Houston State twice to claim the top spot. While that brings an end to the winter collegiate sports season, there's plenty of action in the near future as 11 spring sports are already thinking about raising the ultimate hardware. From men's volleyball to tennis, golf, lacrosse, softball, baseball, and more, there are plenty of great opportunities for you to get out and support your favorite teams and sports. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.